What might you drink with that kind of sandwich?
Beer, Coke.
Right, when you say Coke, can you use Coke as a generic term?
Yes.
Right. Would it apply to grape or orange?
Probably a cola drink of some sort, Pepsi, Royal Crown, something like this.
Oh, you tell me that's what it would
Yeah.
Okay, what is the generic term for all these kinds of drinks?
Soft drinks.
Okay, ever been called cold drinks?
Yeah, but I would think more in terms of a cold drink just being something that had been cooled down.
All right, okay. I have heard people say cold drinks yeah. Being only soft drinks.
Used to be, at least when I was growing up, used to be that if you bought them cold, it cost you about 20 cents more than it did if you bought them hot. So it was a big decision whether you're going to buy them cold and drink them then or get them hot and get them cheaper, but you have to wait.
Right. Is that the truth?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay. I don't remember if I already asked you this or not, but did I ask you if you knew any familiar terms for beer?
No.
Right, do you?
No.
Ever heard of brew?
Yeah, brew, yeah.
Sucks?
Yeah, I take it back, I have heard some.
Do you know about any different kinds of coffee cakes?
Coffee cakes?
Now, you're from German descent, so...
Yeah.
Are there any that you're...
Streusel would be the main one. That would be the main one besides just generally coffee cake.
What is a coffee cake?
Generally a sweet type of cake with some kind of icing on it, maybe some nuts on it. Some might have fruit in it.
What do you call a small, it's something like a coffee cake, but you can pick it up. It's individual sized.
I don't
know. I bet a sweet roll.
Sweet roll, okay.
Have you ever heard of a Danish?
I would think a Danish would be different from a sweet roll.
All right, can you describe the difference?
Yeah, I would think of sweet roll being more similar to a coffee cake, and you know, except it would be smaller. Danish is generally a flakier, more like a pie type of consistency, and always with some kind of fruit or filling of some sort.
You said that a coffee cake would often have some kind of icing on it. Would you ever call that glaze, or is that something different?
Hey, I assume it is glaze. I think in terms of glaze, donuts.
Okay. What's another kind of donut that is, have you ever seen one that's about this long and kind of rectangular about like that? With no hole in it.
Yeah.
Do you know
what,
if it has a name?
No, I really don't.
Have you ever heard it called a long john?
No.
All right, how about a donut with jelly in it?
Jelly donut.
Ever heard that called a Bismarck?
No.
How about a twisted donut? It's usually sugared.
Probably a curling.
Okay. What type of jewelry does a person wear on his finger?
A ring.
Have you heard any expression for a particularly large or pretentious ring?
Rock, I guess.
Ever heard it called a light bulb?
No.
Okay. What do you call knee-length shorts?
Walking shorts?
How about a women?
Or Bermuda shorts.
How about those that come about right here?
Pedal pushers.
Do people still wear those?
I haven't seen any in years.
Okay, how about those that are fairly short?
Shorts.
But those are real
shorts. Short shorts.
What's the difference between short shorts and hot pants?
About 20 years.
Okay.
I really think there was not that much difference. Maybe hot pants were a little bit more dressy. The idea behind hot pants was that you wear them anywhere. And short shorts, of course, were strictly for relaxing out in the yard.
All right. What might you call clothes that are...